Good morning. This is Ben, Ben and Colin with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the RACQ has revealed that property thefts rose by 18% in 2023. The insurer has found that over $6 million in property had been stolen from Queensland homes last year, receiving a total of 1,327 claims statewide. Townsville, Inner Brisbane and the south side of the city were the most common areas for break-ins among 19 regions across Queensland. Areas such as Cairns, Toowoomba, Ipswich and the Gold Coast have recorded a decrease in home theft claims. RACQ Insurance Group Executive Trent Sayers recommended homeowners to invest in a security system and other measures to secure their properties.
A ship which was stranded for 3 months at Gladstone Port due to mechanical issues has been deported back to the Philippines by the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, or AMSA. The port is located near the Great Barrier Reef, and Greg Witherall, the operations manager for the AMSA, says, quote, "If it were to break its mooring lines, or if it was to drag its anchor, it does pose a risk to the environment." AMSA tried contacting the owners to fix the issues, but they failed to engage with the repair process, which put the responsibility for protecting the environment and the ship's crew with the Gladstone's Port Corporation. On Thursday, the AMSA ordered the ship be sent back to the Philippines for repairs and banned it from re-entering Australian ports for 12 months.
In national news, dozens of communities remain at risk of a bushfire spreading in Western Victoria. Two emergency evacuation warnings remain in place for more than 30 communities in close proximity to a blaze, which started yesterday morning near the town of Beaufort, west of Ballarat. The Country Fire Authority is reportedly receiving early notices of home and shed losses as the fire persists. Chief of the CFA, Jason Heffernan, said fire conditions are expected to remain volatile today.
Activists are blockading Boeing's Melbourne's manufacturing facility in protest of its involvement in arms development. The protest group Wage Peace are currently staging a protest against Boeing's involvement in the manufacture and export of weapons. Facebook posts by the group indicate the protests are being staged outside Gate 3 of Boeing's Aerostructures Australia facility at Hornet Drive, Port Melbourne. Protesters are demanding the Australian government, quote, cut ties with Boeing and condemn their alleged complicity in oppressive regimes.
In international news, New York prosecutors say former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, ran the country like a narco state due to his protection of drug traffickers. The courtroom heard that Mr. Hernandez accepted millions of dollars in bribes from cocaine traffickers seeking to move tons of cocaine into the United States. In exchange, Hernandez offered these gangs protection by the military and tip-offs about potential raids. The ex-president has denied the allegations, citing a range of policies enacted by his administration to strengthen Honduras's legal framework for combating organized crime. If found guilty, the charges for which Mr. Hernandez is accused could result in life in prison.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 32.2 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
The National, returning to Brisbane's